Sometimes if you don't thread this thing.
Okay. Did Carol explain to you pretty much what we're doing?
No, I haven't talked to her.
No, mentioned it's about all.
I didn't hear it at all.
Okay, what we're doing, this is actually the very, literally, I think, the very last interview of a bunch of, it's a project that's been going on really for a number of years in the Midwest, but to try to go to different communities, different locations in the Midwest and talk to people. And we have a questionnaire, there's some specific things we're looking for, to try to find out differences in speech in different parts of the country. I mean, obviously, everybody knows that people talk different in Cincinnati than they do in Chicago or something like that. But it's incredible, but there really hadn't been that much in terms of long range or specific. Start this thing and let it run.
It's hurting your neck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It just rears me back somehow too much. Maybe there's too much cushion.
That one will press back.
How's that one?
That's better.
Tight.
Yeah.
He has a soreness here in his side of his head.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't know what causes it, but it just stays there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
arthritis. Arthritis, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
now you're ready.
Back so much, huh?
Now you really are.
Okay. I might incidentally scribble things from time to time. Again, there are specific things we're looking for, and I usually will try to order or follow the order of the questionnaire. Just ignore anything I do, unless it's really bizarre. Anyway, what we'd like to do is maybe start out just simply with, we need some information, again, to try to correlate different things, like we try to find out where people are born, where they live, where their parents and grandparents were born. And then whatever levels of education you've had, what kind of travel, anything really obviously might have influenced speech. If you just maybe just talk a little bit about that'd be great. Whoever wants to.
Where were you born?
Here, right here.
In this house?
Well,
this
lower
house stood the log house over where he's from.
And this is Dearborn County?
Yes, sir.
What about the township?
Caesar Creek.
Okay. And then you say you're 89, or you'll be 89 next week.
That's right.
So that would be 18...
When were you born?
I was born in
1888. Caesar Creek Township. Is there a location, is there a town name or anything? Or is...
Address is Dillsboro.
The Farmer's Retreat is a little town
there.
Yeah, that's right.
But our mail address is Dillsboro, Indiana.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rural Route 1.
Okay. How about your parents and grandparents?
They lived here too.
They lived in the same house where I was born. Yeah.
Both your parents and your grandparents?
No, just my father. My grandparents were, but my father and my mother was born over in Clay Township of Dearborn County.
Your father and your mother were born in Clay Township?
Sir?
So your father and your mother both were born in Clay Township?
No, my father was born right here.
Oh, your mother was born in Clay Township. Same county, though.
That's right.
Yes.
Have any idea about your mother and father's parents, where they were born?
How's this?
I say, were your parents, your mother and father's parents, were they born here too, or grandparents?
No. My father's parents came from Germany and brought